Trumas, Perek Hey, Mishnah Zion, 5-7. Another fascinating case here. What happens if you have 100 units of chulin and 1 unit of truma falls in? That's okay. You just take one out, right? And everything will be okay. What happens if after you do that, another unit of truma falls in? Well, that should be okay too, right? And if you take it out, everything is fine. Each time should be okay. The reason why is because at every step of the way, midorabanan, you need to have 100 times, and you do, and midoraisa, you need to have a simple majority, which you do. Everything's fine. The problem is that midoraisa, we can't kid ourselves that with each new time that truma falls in and you pull one unit of the mixture out, the ratio of truma to chulin is getting ever closer to being a majority truma. That is to say, initially you had 100%, 100 units of chulin. One unit truma falls in, so it's one part in 101 truma. That's okay. Now when you pull one unit out of the mixture, so now what remains is just over 99 parts chulin and just under one part truma, right? There's some truma in the mix now. When you pulled, if you assume it came out evenly, when you pulled the one unit out, it was basically one part in 101 truma and 100 parts out of 101 chulin. But if you do it again, you're going to get closer to 98 to 2, and again closer to 97 to 3, and so on. The question is, how many times can you repeat this process before the mixture becomes forbidden? And the answer is going to be, at the point midoraisa, it would be the point where the majority of what's inside there now has become truma, or actually, in truth, if it's exactly 50-50, truma would also be forbidden. So once you don't have a row of a majority anymore to annul the iser, to make this or not there, now on a doraisa level, it becomes forbidden. So, that is to say, each step of the way, it's permissible midrabanan, but at some point, the deraisa is going to kick in and say, listen, you can't need a majority of heter, you don't have it here. So at that point, the iser would be reawakened. That's called the chozer v'neur, to return and be awakened. So there's no, we can't lie to ourselves and say there's no truma here, the truma is building up, and at some point, the deraisa kicks back in. So that's the case of our Mishnah. The question is how you calculate how much comes out at each time. So the Mishnah says inside, sa truma shenafalamea. You have one unit of truma that falls into 100 units of chulin. Higbia, you take one unit out. So everything's okay. You're back to 100 units, and it's got a din of heter, not maduma. But of course, even though it's called heter, it has truma content. Vanafla cheres. So now a second thing of truma falls in, upping the ratio of truma a little more. And then higbia, you take that one out. Vanafla cheres. And another unit of truma falls in again and again and again. Reza muteris. It keeps on being mutter. It's allowed to be eaten. Ad shetirba truma ala chulin. Until the point where the chulin takes over as the majority of the mixture. That's the end of the Mishnah. So the Mishnah doesn't tell you how to go do the calculation. According to the Bar Tanura, you assume the worst, and it'll work out that you have until 50 times, because what's the worst case scenario? Worst case scenario is each time you take one unit out of the mix of 101, let's say hypothetically it's pure chulin. So then what happened is the first time you're down to 99, the second time you're down to 98, third time 97 units of chulin left. Eventually, after 50 times, you pull out 50 units of chulin, you're left with you're left with 50 units and then 51 units when it falls in of truma and the mixture becomes forbidden. So Bar Tanura says you have up to 50 times. The Rambam understands that it's not pure chulin that's coming out every time, and therefore he says you have 100 times, because with each successive time of more truma falling in and a mix of truma and chulin being pulled out, it becomes more and more, the chulin becomes more and more diluted, which means that when you pull a unit of the mixture out, it's going to have ever more truma in that mixture, and therefore you're losing ever less chulin. So the Rambam puts a number at 100. At 100, of course, you started out with 100 of chulin, now you have 100 truma fall in the mix, so now you're a total of 200 altogether, 50, 100 chulin and 100 truma, and that crosses the line. That's the Rambam sentiment, and the only thing is, if you actually run the numbers, get out your Microsoft Excel, and the Blinet, I'll remember to upload an Excel sheet that shows this. If you do the math, it comes out, assuming that when the truma falls in, it mixes thoroughly and equally with all the chulin. That's a big assumption. But if you assume that, the actual numbers work out to 70 times. At the 70th time that truma falls in, that will tip the scales to be a mixture of majority truma. So whether the Rambam will be machmer at 70, actually knowing that or not, I don't know. Not perfectly clear to me, but be that as it may, that's the Mishnah, that's the calculus, and I'm not perfectly sure what the halacha l'maisa would be.